Firstly, let's send our messages of support to members of staff that were affected by this gruesome attack. We understand that they were responding to a fake call of an emergency and they were then attacked. At this point, it is not clear what was the motive for the attack. However, as government, we are really, really disappointed and very sad that our staff members are being treated in this particular fashion. And we believe this is one of the issues that is affecting the service delivery of the health services, particularly to our communities in rural areas and townships. Because once you start behaving in this fashion to the staff, it means now everyone who works for the emergency services is now going to be under pressure and be worried about their safety, and when there are calls of emergencies that are coming in, they are never going to be sure of whether they should respond or not respond because they don't know if it's a proper call or not. We call on the leaders of the community to actually get into a partnership with government, and let's work together and ensure that such gruesome actions are not taken within our communities. But we also work together to ensure that the police are supported and these people who actually did this are brought it to book, because we believe this is just pure criminality. And it's not all communities that are like this, but those that are there within our communities, as leaders of communities, let's ensure that our people are protected.